Remember when you were starting your career or starting something fresh? Or maybe you're starting now and it was exciting and new and you were learning and growing. You also thought that the company and your manager would help you guide your career path. Well, how's that going? My name is Todd Doherty and I host a podcast called Manage Me. I have 30 years of client, product, and operations experience from startups to retail to Fortune 100 companies. Listen in as I share real-world stories of business and life with solutions you can use. I'll have occasional fantastic guests that will share their insights as well. Come join me and learn real-world guides on how to be the most successful you and manage you. That's Manage Me Podcast and managemepodcast@gmail.com. Okay, team. Todd Doherty here. Welcome back. Manage Me Podcast. Super excited to have a guest here that we connected over LinkedIn. Really thankful we connected because I'm super fascinated about this topic. Why am I super fascinated? Because I don't know anything about it. So you and I are going to learn today about neural skills and particularly neural skills coaching with Nathan Bidoff. Nathan Bidoff, who is a neural skills coach. Nathan, welcome to Manage Me Podcast.
Thanks, Todd. It's great to be here. Really appreciate you having me on here.
Absolutely. I'm truly an honor. I'm like kind of having like a little bit of a fanboy moment because we got introduced and I did all sorts of, you know, research looking at your website and just looking at the videos, the testimonials. I'm trying not to skip ahead because there's names and faces there that some people might even recognize. And their testimonials about how you've helped them. So, but before we get into all that, I would love to hear your journey. How did you get into neural skills coaching and what brought you there? And we'll head from there.
All right. Well, okay. So I started working in neuro about 20 years ago was my first job, you know, working with people with like disabilities, brain injuries, things like that. And then I became an occupational therapist. So went through a master's program and continued with the neuro. So I worked, again, brain injuries, all sorts of neurological conditions at different facilities. And, you know, and I worked as a program director and as, you know, putting together customized, individualized programs, group programs, all sorts of things. So I had a lot of training on it. And interestingly, I won't go too in detail on a dream I had. I just had a dream that I would be like really enjoy helping baseball players. Now, I've always loved baseball since I was a kid.
And Did you play baseball?
Just for fun, you know,
Babe Ruth kind of league stuff.
I was pretty good at Little League, but I was never like, you know, actually the story on that is I loved baseball and I would have played forever, but I needed glasses. I didn't even know it. And each year I would strike out more. And right. Then it was like, finally I got glasses. And I'm like, oh, that's why, you know, it's too bad, but whatever. It, you know, I was past my prime by then. So, but anyway, yeah. So anyway, so I started looking into, what athletes were doing with neuro because at one of the jobs I had, someone had been working there for 19 years and she was like, I keep getting better by doing these neuro drills that, you know, that we were doing with people with brain injuries.
And she was like a coworker and she was doing these herself?
Well, yeah, I mean, she's working on them and helping. I mean, my program is not based on just this. I mean, that's just one small slice of the pie. There's a lot to my program, but it's just, that's what really sparked it where I'm like, huh. And I looked it up and I saw that Steph Curry had been doing neuro for about 5 years. And now he's been doing it for 10 years, you know, this is 5 years ago. And it was pretty obvious to me that Tom Brady was. But he didn't come out and say that he had been doing neuro until about 2 years ago. He finally said, yeah, I've been doing neuro. And so Tom Brady and Steph Curry have both been doing neuro for 10 years. Anyway, so 5 years ago, I put together a program, I'm like, I can do this, you know, especially it's not just electronic, because most of what they were doing is virtual reality, video games, things like that. I'm like, no, and especially in baseball, right? You can't just be sitting there with VR. It's been proven that VR gives you eye strain and can cause some long-term damage. And so I'm like, yeah, you don't need VR for these neuro things. And again, it's not just neuro rehab. It's a combination of a lot of different things that I've done a lot of research on. But with the combination, I've been able to develop a program that's great for baseball and great for hockey. It's great for all sports, but the reason it's picked up speed so much in baseball and hockey is because they have to have eagle eye vision, right? They can't sacrifice their vision for virtual reality and ruin their whole sport. Although some people do it and they get those temporary benefits, but then after a while, their vision's going to get a little more blurry. An example of this is Steph Curry. I mean, I don't know exactly what happened to his eyes, but he's been doing neuro for 10 years and now he wears glasses. He got glasses about 2 or 3 years ago, right? So that would not be good for a baseball player, right?
Right.
So anyway,
that'll really be a game to go from not wearing glasses to glasses. And then hockey and baseball, high speed, right? Puck or ball, right? High speed, 100 miles plus, or well, maybe 90 plus. Well, you got to keep your eye on the ball, absolutely. Right? On
the
ball,
right? The puck goes 105 as well, and with movement on it, right? It's just a blur, right? And you cannot damage your eyes in any way in either of these sports, right? And so I started giving my program, you know, working with some high school baseball players. And then they were like, you should get this to college. And so and then it was college. And then I talked to a college coach who loved it and said, hey, here's some numbers to a bunch of minor leaguers. And I started working with minor leaguers and they loved it. By word of mouth, they talked to their major league friends, and then it was in the major leagues. And then it was in the NHL, right? And I'm still not in the NBA or NFL yet, but it works, because not only does it not cause eye strain, but I'm touching all the neuro skills rather than if I'm, you know, using virtual reality goggles. What am I doing? I'm working on my peripheral vision. I'm working on some efficiency. It's cool. It's a handful of neuro skills. That's nice. But I'm talking with my program, we're talking 40 or 50 different neuro skills that we're covering. We're covering all aspects of your brain. Your brain's just getting super strong and efficient. It's incredible. And the people, you know, the testimonials that you've watched are, you know, people are like, wow, this is the future of neuro, like not this video game stuff. Like, this neuro skills program is going to be the future of all sports, they're saying.
So I it's interesting you brought up VR right away, because again, this is all completely new to me. So in the, you know, the kind of research I've been doing, and by the way, at least from when I say research, it's Google, right? So you know, Googling this, it's not real clear what neuro skills are, right? But one of the things was VR, and I was like, oh, VR, okay. Yeah. And I didn't realize it. I thought it, but you've confirmed it, is I thought, well, that's just what seems to be just one aspect, sort of the visualization of, you know, maybe. I've done some car training, you know, like motocross and, you know, kind of car racing, and a lot of the skills they'll teach race car drivers. And by the way, I imagine you could help race car drivers as well, is, you know, talk about speed, right? They're doing a lot of peripheral tests and speed and agility tests from an eye and hand-eye coordination kind of thing. Is that part? It's almost a rhetorical question, because I think it is, but is that part of the whole neural skills, is a hand-eye coordination and all that?
Yeah, it's the whole brain-body connection. I mean, neuro is your, you know, brain, spine, and how it, you know, transmits to the body and everything. It's visual motor integration is a big part of it. But I mean, I could just list up a bunch of stuff. Impulse control is huge. Decision-making is part of it, right? You know, processing speed is a big one. You know, processing speed is slowing down everything. So like, you know, well, it's, you're speeding up your brain, so it slows everything else down. You're seeing things in slow-mo. So if you're a hitter in baseball, I mean, that ball looks like a beach ball coming at you instead of a blur, right? Work with an NHL goalie. I have a great story on this, but it slows the puck down. He has been catching, you know, saving pucks galore. In fact, he led the NHL after working with me in four different categories as a goalie. Before working with me, he was a third string goalie. Great talent. I'm not saying, you know, he's just this third string guy. He's an incredible talent, but you know, so are all these other goalies in the NHL, but he really separated himself after Neuro. He became the starting goalie. Like I said, led the NHL in four categories and became the Calder Trophy finalist. So, I mean, we're talking, he exploded in the NHL after doing Neuro for about 6 months with me right before the last season started.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I fairly recently got connected to D1 Athletics. My daughter's boyfriend goes to Clemson and plays baseball there. Briar Hawkins, if anybody's listening, 44. And, no, sorry, changed his number. He's 10. So seeing those, you know, over the last couple of years, the seniors and, you know, getting in drafted and just kind of seeing their abilities and, you know, in baseball, and I probably like many sports, you know, you kind of, you know, you get a hot streak, right? And you're hitting great for a couple games, and then you get in this, you know, this slump, right? And you're not hitting or whatever, and it you know, no one can really explain it to me. I don't think no one knows the secret. If you knew the secret sauce, you wouldn't have a slump, right? But as soon as I started talking to you or we started connecting, I thought, wow, you know, if this helps someone as an athlete, whether that, you know, when they see themselves going to a slump or they kind of, you know, the decisions speed up, right? So if you know what the pitcher is most likely going to throw you or just by maybe, and again, I don't know how it works, but like repetition, if you see, you know, a certain release coming, you know, oh, well, that's going to be his slider. So I better get ready, you know? So is that part of, am I way off there or is that kind of how it works?
Absolutely right. So you've mentioned two things that are part of my program is building consistency. Consistent means being your best self every day, right? So that doesn't mean I'm going 5 for 5 every day because that, you know, my best self's if I'm a really good athlete is maybe 2 for 5 and then 2 for 4. But I mean, if I continually have games like that, that's how you hit 400, right? I mean, that's consistency, right? And that's what the program provides. And the other thing you mentioned was seeing patterns, right? And pattern recognition is a huge neuro skill. So if I'm a hitter, I'm seeing the patterns of how do pitchers sequence me. But every sport, if I'm at basketball, I'm going to see patterns on the court. Football, if I'm a quarterback, I'm going to see patterns all around me. And I mean, that's what neuro is. And just so you know, when it comes to football, Tom Brady does neuro, but now, you know, like half the NFL quarterbacks, you know, Patrick Wilson and a bunch, they have a form of neuro. They're not saying exactly what they're doing, but they're all working on in the neuro realm, right? And so, I mean, it's pretty obvious how big it is. And a lot of people are saying, this is the next money ball. This is the next thing that, you know, everyone's going to be doing in 5 years. So if you don't start now, you're just going to be behind and just be, you're going to have to do it. Like, right. You know, when they were doing steroids, if you weren't doing steroids, you're getting beaten. Right. Except this isn't cheating. This is doing stuff that's just great for your brain. And those that aren't going to do it in 5 years, they're going to be behind. And it's not just like stuff, just like, oh, I want to be a crazy athlete. This stuff actually enriches your life. Relationships get better because you're more in tune with people you're talking to. You know, relationships, lifestyle, grades. I work with a bunch of college athletes and they don't change anything. And all of a sudden their GPAs go up, you know, they're a 3.2, whatever, consistently. All of a sudden they're a 3.9 and they're like, oh, you know, I didn't really change anything. In fact, I'm in the harder program now, but my brain's just firing on all cylinders and I just do better in school. So
there's more focus. There's just more attentive. They're more.
Yeah. Yeah.
So and that was another area I was going to go down. You're as always, you're one step ahead of me here, but which is great. Maybe my neurons aren't firing fast enough, but you know, we talked a lot, we kind of went right into sports, right? Like baseball, hockey and all that stuff, but you've already gone there, which, you know, it's not, you work with executives, you work with students, you work with all sports. This is not something unique to athletics, right?
Right. Yeah, it's really great. It's been amazing for actors, you know, just memorizing their lines and just, you know, going above and beyond and just being spontaneous on set. I mean, that's all. I mean, your brain, you're using it for everything you do. So business leaders, if they improve their neuro skills, we're talking improving processes of how they do things, improving, seeing patterns in the industry and going somewhere before anyone else does and being innovative and being ahead in the field. You know, it's huge. Had a client who went from an idea and 6 months later, securing a $20 million building because she, you know, was doing neuro and she's like, it just flowed. I was able to just get things done. Right.
Her idea went to, sounds like a almost fully fledged business within a short span of time.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd have to check up on how that's going, but yeah, I mean, last I heard and she gave me the testimonial, she had secured the $20 million building. So
pretty cool. Awesome. That is very cool. Maybe ask this a different way. Is everyone receptive to this? Like, do you have clients, you know, because I know in other coaching areas, sometimes you have to fire a client because they're just not engaged or, you know, it's not happening. Do you have sometimes where this doesn't work and because people just aren't, they're not putting in the effort or why is that? Does it happen to you?
Oh yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, not usually because people, you know, I'm not going to start unless they're putting something up front. Right. And they've invested in it. But that said, there are some people that just don't work the way other people's will work. You know, in other words, it's about work ethic. In other words, the program, it requires at least a half hour a day, 5 days a week. Right. I mean, that's not that bad. I mean, you know, that's like a bedtime routine, you know,
takes me an hour
to get ready for bed, but some people aren't willing to do that, you know, and they don't see the results and they're like, oh, I forgot to do my neuro this week. And, you know, yeah, that's not going to happen, but if they can just be consistent, half hour a day, 5 days a week. I mean, really, what I do is I say, you know, just knock it out Monday through Friday, take the weekends off. This is easy, you know? And the drills are fun, you know? So with my customized program, I will customize it for the person. So for neuroplasticity to take place, you got to enjoy, you got to be having fun, you know, and then the synapses happen. And so we customize it and we make it a lot of fun. And I'd say most people that invest upfront are doing it and they're seeing results. I have seen people that, they don't work.
I feel like I was leading the witness there a little bit, but I was trying to prove a point a little bit. So sorry. Whether it's, you know, neuro skills coaching or, you know, just personal coaching or, you know, when I work with some clients as well is, you know, sometimes, you know, they say all the right things. Like, I want a promotion. I want a raise. I want this job. I want, you know, all these things, but are you willing to put in the effort? Right. And when it's not a tremendous amount of effort, 30 minutes a day, which I agree with you, you know, to have this kind of an impact, 30 minutes sounds like nothing. I honestly was thinking it was going to be an hour or a couple, 7 days a week for, you know, months on end. So,
well, I was saying that this was a minimum. So in other words, a lot of guys in the off season, they'll do the full hour, right? But still an hour a day, 5 days a week. I mean, especially for an athlete in the off season, like they can do this, but yeah. Right. Anyway, yeah.
Minimal investment, right? But some people aren't even willing to do the minimal investment and it's hard to do that. But so again, great conversation about that. I didn't mean to, I don't want to go negative here. I want to talk positive, but I think for the folks who are listening and who are interested, you know, it's going to be some effort. Right. And, you know, I've had some conversations just over the last weeks with some other peer coaches as well. And, you know, no one has ever, at least as far as I've ever met, everyone talked to in my entire life, has ever had some easy road to some great success, right? You have to put in work. It's almost like the work, the harder the work, the harder the effort, the greater the reward, no matter what. So in this case, you know, you have to put in the work. You're going to have to work out a little bit, but it doesn't sound like it's, you know, extremely painful or any of that kind of stuff.
Well, a lot of guys will say, whoo, you know, like, I feel like I was just working out all day with my body, but I feel that way for my brain. There's a little bit of fatigue at first, but that's just the first couple of weeks. And then it's like going to the gym, right? You know, yeah. After a few weeks, you're feeling good and you want to do it. And speaking of going to the gym, that's what this is. It's a workout for the brain. And people ask, you know, are you good after, you know, 2 months or whatever? And I'm like, no, I mean, like, I can't just go to the gym and be like, okay, I got all the muscles I need for the rest of my life. I'm good. You know, you want to keep it up, but you can take a big break. A lot of players will take a break after the season's over for a couple months. And then they're like, okay, I want to get the benefits again. So I'll start up a month or two before the season starts again. Right.
Got it. Great. I hadn't thought of that. Right. It is like going to the gym. Yeah, you're right. Go to the gym, you get all buff and, you know, and physically and you know, that atrophies in 2 weeks, right? Roughly, I've heard, you know, physically, you know, you kind of slip back, you know, pretty quickly. So I imagine all that, you know, brain connection and synapse connections. I don't know if there's a time period, but yeah, I'm sure you have to maintain that at least. So yeah. Absolutely. Okay. So from how do you work with clients? How do you find clients? I mean, you talked a little bit about kind of going high school to college to minor leagues to major leagues, but how do you work with clients and how do they people engage with you?
Well, I've been pretty blessed. It's been all word of mouth so far. But it's basically I'm virtual. I'm in Denver and I have clients in Europe and I've worked with, you know, clients in Australia and Canada, wherever, right? But it's just, I show them the drills, we go through them on Zoom, and then they're good to go. That's it. But like, then we touch base each week and we see where they're at and where we need to tweak it and stuff.
Well, cool. This podcast, fairly new, a couple months old. This will be, I don't know, episode 16, 17, something like that. Mostly United States based, but for whatever reason, I've got, you know, my second highest is Spain and then Costa Rica, and Italy. So it's kind of interesting, kind of fascinating. So maybe we'll get you to a whole bunch of other countries and continents here, across the world.
That's great. And I do speak Spanish. So,
oh, there we go. Perfect. All right. Well, for all you Spanish listeners, I do not, but, Nathan can help you out there. Well, is there anything else that you wanted to touch on neuro skills and anything that we might have missed?
I mean, I'm happy to field questions or, you know, but, I mean, it's your brain controls everything you do. So it's going to impact every area of your life. And so it's not just for athletes, like we were talking about. It could be for a housewife. It could be for, you know, like just anything. If you want to get better at anything you do, I work with a screenwriter, right? You know, I work with all types. And in fact, I don't promote this because the FDA would be very against it, but I've worked with people that drop their medications because what's going on is, you know, they don't have attention deficit anymore because they, you know, neuro really increases your attention. I'm not claiming I cure anything, but I keep
saying. No, I get it. I believe you. You know, there's a whole nother, again, I've had a lot of conversations in the last couple of weeks, you know, so, you know, there's guys like me who, you know, have worked, you know, 30 years in the corporate world and, you know, I'm not bragging, but, you know, been somewhat successful and, you know, I'm still here, still alive and I got a roof over my head and kids, you know, through college and all that kind of stuff. But you kind of wake up and you go, okay, now what? And you kind of realize that you've been somewhat in this fog, right? You've just been just doing your thing and maybe not necessarily growing and connected to the world around you. Including your wife, right? There's a certain age where, you know, divorce is almost highly predictable because, you know, you've raised kids and you've not really focused on you as a couple or you as individuals. And then all of a sudden the kids are gone and you're like, who are you? Right. So anyway, I could talk for hours and hours about that, but for me and there's, when I say me, This group calls them Sad Clowns. If you've ever heard of F3, it's a great organization. But Sad Clowns are guys like me, where, you know, you pretend that you're all happy, but in reality, you know, you're trying to figure out what you want to do with the rest of your life. Maybe call it a midlife crisis. I don't know. But I think being able to get in touch with, you know, patterns and focus and quicker decisions and you didn't use the term, but like situational awareness, like what's happening in my world, whether it's with my wife or my friend or at work or whatever. Again, I'm not an athlete, but you don't have to be an athlete. It affects and it impacts anyone if you have a brain, and that's everybody. Right. Well, great. I can't thank you enough for connecting. Can't thank you enough for spending some time late at night there. So appreciate it. And really look forward to continuing our conversations and hopefully connecting you with folks who you can help.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Todd. I thank you for your time and for putting this out there. If anyone does want to connect with me, it's neuroskillscoach.com. Just one word, neuroskillscoach.com. And then on my website, you can book an appointment and, you know, all this stuff. And you'll see, like, you know, I don't know about hundreds, but like, it seems like hundreds of testimonials on there. There's a lot.
It is great website. All right, Nathan, thank you so much for your time. Looking forward to hearing some success stories coming out of this.
Thank you, Todd. Really appreciate it.
Hey, you know, these podcasts don't pay for themselves, so I want to let you know that I'm a member of Dollar Shave Club. I've been a member since 2013. It literally costs me $5 a month, less than $5 a month, to get my razors delivered to me for my face and my head. And you have the opportunity to do the same thing. Check in my episode notes. You'll see a link to Dollar Shave Club. You can get your razors, your shaving cream, body wash. They sell tons of products, and the quality is exactly the same as you would buy from any of the regular shavers out there, all the name brands. So Dollar Shave Club, can't recommend them enough. Thanks for listening today. It's always great to share ideas and also get feedback from you. So please send me an email at managemepodcast@gmail.com. Visit my website, manageme.godaddysites.com. In both those areas, whether it's email or website, you can send me questions, you can refer me to sponsors, and I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to have you as a guest. I'd love to hear your thoughts around whether the guests we're having and the topics we're having are working for you, and would love to hear anything that you'd like to hear on the upcoming podcast. Thanks again for listening, and appreciate it.